The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants, to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant, whom the master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely, and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. This first very brief parable today is fascinating. It's one of the only occasions where our Lord depicts himself in what is traditionally something negative. He is the thief who's breaking in. Now, if our Lord's the thief breaking in the parable, who is the master of the house? At the Last Supper, what title does our Lord give to Satan? He says he is the prince of this world. So what's he saying? He's saying everything has fallen under his domain. And we don't often think about it, but literally everything. Why does our Lord need to come and make all things new? There would be no diseases, no illnesses, no disorders. There would be no earthquakes, floods, famines, none of it. It's all an effect of sin. And so our Lord is coming to break in. He's coming to reclaim what was him, to take it back for himself. My brothers and sisters, this is the mission of the church and has been understood from the very beginning, to go to the ends of the world to bring the kingdom of God that our Lord reinstituted in this world. And what is one of the greatest things we personally can do? Not just to extend his church by bringing it to others, but to have his kingdom fully possessing ourselves, fully reigning within us. To say to our Lord, "Pillage within me, take back whatever is not right now yours, redeem me fully. I want to be completely yours, entirely yours." And Peter asks an interesting question. He says, "Lord, is that parable for everybody?" Right? I mean, we're your friends. Of course, we're going to know when you're coming, right? And ultimately, our Lord says, "No, Peter, nobody's going to know. Now, those who are closest to me ought to be able to read the signs of the times. They should be able to say, okay, I'm pretty sure he's coming soon." Right? Everything's adding up. He's giving us the messages we need. But no one will know the day or the hour. And so we have parable after parable. Stay awake. Be vigilant. Be prudent stewards. I close with this most beautifully. I read something recently on our Lord as the bridegroom. And it spoke of that parable similar to this, of the 10 virgins who are awaiting the groom. 5 are wise, 5 are foolish. And the author says something very interesting. He says, you know, if our Lord is the bridegroom, which is the first way he's revealed by John the Baptist, and it's the final way he's spoken of in the book of Revelation, we're all preparing for the wedding feast, and it's our feast, individually, as well as collectively, the author says, He presents these five wise virgins like any young woman preparing for her wedding day. And I was talking to a young lady recently. Any young woman whose wedding is coming soon, 6 months from now, a year from now, they can't talk about anything else. Right? The dress, the food, who's coming, who's not. The author says that's the way we ought to live our lives. Is our heart truly His? Are we longing for His coming? Are we longing that day when He's going to take us to Himself, to espouse us to Himself? We all ought to live as young women awaiting their wedding day so that we might stay awake.